Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of the YVO podcast. I'm your host, Christina Royster. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening today, and you can follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at the YVO podcast. On today's episode, I have a special conversation with content creator Destiny Regine. That's DESTINYREGENEE on all social media platforms. And she is doing a great job building her YouTube brand. She does a lot of vlogs and lifestyle content. And I actually used to work with her in the past, so it was great to see her again. We did record virtually via Zoom, so I'm asking y'all to give us a little grace with the sound. But overall, I think you're going to love the conversation. We talked about creativity, authenticity, and how do you get yourself out of a funk when you're a content creator and you just don't feel like it? So make sure you follow her, follow me, and stay tuned for the episode. So hi, welcome to the show, Destiny Regine. Let us know what you're all about and who you are.
Hello, I do want to say thank you so much for having me on your podcast. Like she was, is Destiny Regine. I am getting into content creation, so I would definitely say yes, I'm a content creator. I do YouTube mainly. My main focus is like hauls, vlogs, lifestyle content. But I'm also trying to get like into TikTok a little bit and be like serious with TikTok. And I want to overall make my brand be about mainly like travel vlogs, but that kind of stopped. Like I was starting it, but then COVID happened. So like that's a whole nother conversation. But my main thing, I wanted to do like travel vlogs. And then I got into like hauls because I'm like, wow, first of all, there's all different types of like body build, like if that makes sense. And there's all different types of like skin tones and everything. And I feel like I have a lot of like darker skin, like petite women doing like hauls. Like when you go on Fashion Nova or Shein or something, it's just like they all like built and everything, which is nice because I wish I had that. But I'm just like, what would I look like in that outfit, you know? So sorry to go off on a tangent, but I'm just saying that's like what made me want to start that, like hauls and like travel vlogs, because I traveled a lot before COVID. But that's just a little bit about me, just basically a content creator and just trying to like make my journey just go so far. Like I don't want to just stop here.
Yeah. That's so awesome that you said like you're really trying to show representation, because even with all this content creation out here and all these creators, there's still, like you said, like some niche areas where it's like, hey, what about the short, thick women that can't wear wide leg pants because we're too short? Like, show us how that looks on our body type. Or what about the dark skin petite women? So I love that you really are putting on for representation, because that's what the podcast is all about here. You know, YVO. We're young, we're Black, and we have opinions, and we want our voices to be heard. So thank you for putting on for the petite women. So I wanted to first get into Put Y'all On. That is the segment of the show where I put my listeners on to my favorite thing. It could be TV show, app, whatever you're feeling this week. So did you think of a Put Y'all On you wanted to share?
So I'm not going to be like, well, girl, you probably know, because there's people obviously that do not know me, if this is your first like seeing me or whatever, but I'm obsessed with Drake. So, you know, I'm going to say Drake's album, and I'm like so hype about this album, because honestly, truly, I was not a fan of his last album, but that's
The dance one.
Because I like Drake more as like a rapper, and I get it. Cause some people was like, it's lit, it's house music. And I'm like, I know, but he's a rapper. Like, but you know, you go into different areas. Like I get it. He's at the end of the day, Drake, he's going to go where the bag is at. So I get it. I'm just like, dang. So when he came out with this one, then it was more a rap, and he had 21 Savage on there too, when he's a rapper, I'm like, oh yeah. So when I take that from sun up to sun down, like I'm not even kidding, like I'm obsessed. I know like every song on the album. So if you have not
already, it came out like a week ago,
girl. First of all, the first day it came out, that next day I was doing my wigs, so the whole album, like you would think that I'm getting like paid to talk about this album, that's how much I'm I have not listened to it yet. Definitely listen to it.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, I had a little a feeling about him dissing Meg or whatever, but like you said, I really am a Drake super stan, so I probably will not cancel Drake, to be honest. Like it takes a lot to get canceled, I guess. I told you to think of a Put Y'all On, and I didn't even think of a Put Y'all On. Let me see, what have I been up to this week? I could just put y'all on to the Wakanda Forever soundtrack. That soundtrack has a lot of different like melodies. It has like ballads from Rihanna, and then it has like African beats that make me want to dance. I think on the last episode, I talked about how I didn't get a chance to watch the movie opening weekend. Luckily, I avoided some spoilers and I got to see it for myself, and it was so good. And, you know, it wasn't like, you know, another Marvel action movie. It really was like a love letter to Chadwick Boseman. So I really appreciated that. And I mean, there was a lot of action and there was some Marvel ties into it. I didn't get the like Moon Knight connection that I was looking for from Disney Plus, but I'm sure they'll weave all these stories together soon. So that's my put y'all on. And so I just want to dive right in, Destiny. I just want to ask you a bunch of questions because, first of all, for those of you who don't know, I used to work with Destiny and I just always loved your vibe. You were always, you know, high energy. We always had a lot of fun together. And I saw on your Instagram, you said that you love to send voice messages. And I was like, I thought I was the only one. Like, I just love to talk through voice messages.
Yes, we be chatting.
Yes. And yes. So I was like, okay, got to have you on the podcast if you love to chat. And so I knew you would keep it real with me because you always keep it authentic on your Instagram and your YouTube. Like, you don't necessarily try to fit a certain template on YouTube. You know how everybody always got to have the right look or the right music or the right, you just try to keep it real. And I really appreciate that. And okay. So I wanted to ask you, like, how did you even get inspired to get into content creation? Because some people, like you said, I think we kind of just stumbled upon it during the pandemic. Like, oh, I love to talk. Like, I might as well just start making some videos. And like, how did you get started? Was it that way? Or did you always think, you know, I want to get into content creation, but I know people kind of are on the fence sometimes, like about starting a YouTube channel, especially.
Yeah. So the crazy thing is this started, so what, the pandemic probably was what, 3 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
When Snapchat was still a thing. When I tell you, I used to be on Snapchat all the time, posting stories. Actually, my like followers would be like, oh my gosh, like you should do YouTube. Like you should do YouTube. You have the personality, you always out, you always doing something, because I'm always like partying, traveling, doing. I'm like, you know what? Actually, I'm like, I do want to do that. And not even for my followers, but for me, because I'm like, yo, I should document my life. Like
yeah. I even love your trips to Target.
Yes, document like everything. And I'm like, and I save all the videos too, just in case if something does happen to YouTube, like years down the line. But I'm like, I just wanna be like 10 years from now, look back and be like, yo, I remember when I went to this vacation, that vacation. So that's when I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna start documenting my life. So then, you know, I started going on vacation, but then COVID happened. Of course, like I slowed down. I did some things in my house, but like, how much fun can you really have in your home to like keep people entertained?
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like at that time, a lot of people were just like drinking or with their friends. Like it was just in the house. So I'm just like, so I'm trying to pick it back up. I say all that to say, I'm trying to pick it back up and just do like some travel vlogs, which I have one. I went to Florida not too long ago. And just do stuff that I want to do, just my life. Like you said, like, I don't want to fit a box. Like, I understand you have to have a niche, but I don't want to fit the luxury girlies that got like all the,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to, and yes, I can, I have like a ball on the budget. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to do the press on nails or we're going to figure it out. And still that status, but overall, it was just like me wanting to document my life. And I didn't really think content creation was a thing like that. I'm just like, oh, I'm doing YouTube. And then like, yo, I'm doing YouTube. Like, I'm a content creator. So
that's exactly what I was going to say. It's like, first of all, love what you're talking about as far as like keeping stuff for the archives, because I sat back and I thought about the podcast and I was like, whoever hears this years later, like, that's gonna be dope. Like, my kids can go back, hopefully, like, Apple and Spotify don't crash, but hopefully one day I have the file somewhere, like, my kids can listen to that. And that's really what it's all about. And the second thing is, like, you really talked about how you're just making content for yourself. It's not like you're trying to be something you're not. Like, oh, look at my luxury bag haul. Like, if I don't got it like that, I don't got it like that. And my real followers and my real friends will know.
Yeah.
And another thing you said too that stood out to me was just like trying to get back into it. I feel like every content creator says that at some point, like, we need to take breaks sometimes and we need to rest. And so, like, how do you balance, you know, making videos? Do you do batch content, or you just say like, oh, I think I'll make one video a month?
So I try to do the batch content and it doesn't really work for me. A lot of people batch content. A lot of people batch content. Like, I'll tell them, like, I didn't have time to do a video this week. Like, when I talk to other content creators, I'm like, I just batch on my content. And I'm like, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Who wants to see the same clip of me in the same shirt like four different times? Like,
no, like, I usually do, like, I'm all Fridays and Saturdays. So Friday I'll do a video, Saturday I'll edit and upload. So I'll just do it that, which I know is just like, it sucks though, because if I'm busy that Friday or Saturday, it gets pushed back.
Yeah.
And then that's when I start falling like behind. But like, I used to beat myself up about it, but not anymore, because I'm also in school for like mental health, and like that's really a thing.
Yeah.
And you understand because you do it, but people don't understand. They think we're just recording and editing. Like, it goes much deeper than that.
Yeah.
Like it takes me like sometimes 6 hours to edit a video. Like, it's time, you know?
Yes. So
just I don't batch content, but basically just to stay on track, I'll try to, you know, I'll just try to keep myself on schedule. I remember one time I tried to tell myself I was doing 2 YouTube videos a week because I'm trying to gain followers, and you know, the more videos you post, this, and I'm like, again, you got to be like realistic with your goals too. So it's just like, all right, I'll do 1 video a week. If I can't get the 1 video a week, not gonna beat myself up about it. Just try to do better next time. Because if not, you'll beat yourself up like all the time.
Yeah, and like, how do you? What is the switch? Because I feel like there was a switch for me too, from like, oh, I'm just posting on Instagram, to like, oh, I'm a content creator now. And I feel like there's so much pressure with it now. Like you say, like, oh, I gotta get this number of subscribers, so I gotta make more videos. And it's like, I don't even want to.
Yes, I feel like, and I don't want to say, I don't want this to come off the wrong way, because I'm not saying I'm doing it for the money, because I'm not. But when I realized how much money you can make in the same token, I'm like, oh, wait. Like, if I really took this serious, because similar to you, like, I'm not a fan of where I work. And I'm like, if you're consistent for 6 months, your life can change. Like, that's all you need. Like, that's literally all you need. Yeah. Some people do. And I'm not trying to, like, race to it and be like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, but I'm like, yo, if you really, like, your life can change. So that was my thing, where it like clicked. And like I said, not even like money, just because I want money, but just to do something that I love to do. Like, I love editing. Like, I was talking to this one girl. She was like, yeah, like, are you doing Vlogmas? Which I'm not sure if you're familiar, but you like vlog every day up until Christmas.
Ooh, that's too much.
I'm like, oh, maybe you should get an editor. No, I love editing. Like, that's the part of YouTube that I love. Like, I love doing everything.
Wow.
So I don't know. It's just definitely like feeling like you can change your life from it. Like, it's crazy. And that's what kind of talk too.
That's exactly it. Like, I just keep seeing people out here like, Times 100 most powerful influencers. This man has the most TikTok followers. And I'm like, that landed you on the Time magazine?
Yeah.
Like, I'm out here breaking my back for this company. And it's not even like I'm pursuing my own passion. Like, I'm doing somebody else's passion.
Yep,
so absolutely. You're absolutely right. It's like, well, shoot, if I'm gonna work, I'm gonna at least work for myself. Like, so, and I see the grind. Like, yeah, we still do have to work a day job. Some, we got to pay the bills. Yep. So that's the balance, like trying to like be a content creator and pour into your own passion, but also pay the bills. Like, I wish I could just take 6 months off and just make content.
Yep. I say that all the time. I'm like, yo, like, this is one girl that I know. She's a stay-at-home mom. I'm like, yo, if I didn't have to work, like, that, it'd be over.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I forgot I had all these other questions to ask. So, you know, I kind of have already hinted to it, authentic, genuine, but what 3 words would you use to describe your brand or the community that you want to build, right? Because as content creators, as influencers, that means you have an influence over people. So what kind of influence are you trying to build? Like, what kind of community are you trying to build?
So, I mean, you said like one of the words I was going to use, I couldn't really think of 3. I was thinking like authentic. So definitely being authentic with yourself. And then another thing was just like having fun. Yeah. Like, I feel like people take life so serious, and not even life, girl, like Instagram and YouTube, they take a social, like, some, you know, those little white cards that you can like add your own on Instagram on a story, and I'm like, add a time you're on vacation or something like that, or add a pretty smile. I'm doing funny faces on them, and people are like, oh my gosh, like, people, y'all be trying to be models on here, and I'm like, it's not that deep, like, you know, fun with it. So just definitely being yourself, and that's because I am like fun and goofy anyway, but like, just being yourself and have fun with it. Don't be so picture perfect. Nobody wants picture perfect.
Speaking of that, I heard somebody say like, oh, I finally made a Finsta. And I'm like, I never made a Finsta because my real Instagram just is my Instagram. Like, I'm stupid on here. I'm silly on here. Like, I don't understand.
Yes, girl.
So the Finsta is just the real you? Like,
yeah, I think so. The real you. And then like, I follow some people Finstas where they were like, it's basically like a close friends. Like, they were just like wild, like partying and stuff. And I'm just like, I just do that on my story.
Yeah.
Like,
that's just a regular day for me.
Yeah. Yes. So yeah. I don't know.
Wow. Well, I just really do genuinely love how you do keep it real. And it might not be everybody's taste, like you said. Like, some people be like, oh, why are you posting that? Like, it's my page and I'm gonna post what I want. Like, And I'm glad that I would use the word like carefree, like you said, like stop taking ourselves so seriously and just enjoy life, because there was just 10 years ago, we didn't even have all this stuff. Like, why is it that deep?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so like we talked about a little earlier, how do you, you know, inspire yourself when you're not feeling your best? You don't feel like making a video, or you don't feel like editing, which, by the way, that's why I never got into the YouTube. You see, I started a YouTube, stopped it. I hate the editing process. I know it takes 6 hours. Trust me. I took like one Final Cut class in college, and I was like, I'm never doing this again. I literally had somebody else on my group do all the work because I just couldn't.
Yes. The thing is too, girl, like I was thinking that, because I'm like, yo, I love editing so much. I'm like, that might be extra stream of income for me. Like, maybe I should. But number one, I don't want to do that because, like, I only know how to edit my certain way. Like, I don't know if they that I would do. That's number one. And number two, I'm like, I don't want to get tired of it because I'm editing everything. So the editing is definitely a big part. But how do I stay inspired? Definitely, like I said, it's just having that goal. The only thing about having goals is, like, you have to keep making them, which is fine. But, like, once I got to 1,000 subscribers, I'm like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
Like, do I say 2,000? Like,
yeah.
10, like, how big is, and I guess it can go as big as you want, you know, like, but it's just, you got to keep having those goals. So I just, it's definitely, you know, back to that, it's just a balance, because there's some times too where I'm just like, yo, I don't want to do this for 2 weeks, and I don't. Yeah. I'm like, when I put it out, because y'all not about to stress me out. But just definitely having goals, writing them down, that's really like a serious thing. What I do is I don't write my goals down during New Year's that a lot of people do. My birthday's in November, so I always do it like around my birthday, and then I check it from time to time. But then when my next birthday comes around, I start checking stuff off. I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize. So just definitely writing those goals down and keeping a mental note of it. If you got to have a post-it note, like in your mirror, like when you're mirroring your bathroom, like anything, just to keep going.
Yeah, I definitely love what you said about writing down your goals, because that's something I kind of been struggling with lately, actually. I think that I might want to, you know, take the podcast further and like, what's the might? What's the hold up? Write it down, you know, write a plan. Like, why are you so scared? You know, that's kind of the self-doubt that I've been getting over recently in this season of my life. Just like, what are you afraid of? Like, just write it down. Just start. And it's in my notebook. Nobody's ever going to see it. It's my journal. Like, nobody's ever going to see this. Like, I like to keep my stuff private to myself, because I feel like if you tell people what you got going on, and if you hype it up, then you feel like you got to meet those goals or something. Like, oh, I told so-and-so. Literally one time I freaked out. Like, I told everybody the episode's going to be out on Friday, and now it's not going to be out on Saturday. Like,
yes, girl, when I tell you, sorry to cut you off, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
And I did it this weekend. I was mad at myself. I stopped saying when it was going to post unless I already like scheduled it on YouTube for it to post.
Yeah.
Oh, new video every Friday, and when Friday coming, I don't have one. I'm so upset.
Yeah.
So just don't even, girl, just put it out when you want to put it out.
Yeah, just I just need to just write down my goals. Keep it, like you said, keep a mental note for myself to look back at. I don't even have anything like that, because also, like you said, it's November. People are going to start thinking about New Year's and taking a look back at the year and what have I done. And it would be nice to have a list to remind myself.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I do think that sometimes we have hurdles. Life isn't sweet, and we can come across people who don't support our goal. It sounds like a lot of people mostly supported you, like, hey, you have the personality for it, go for it. But was anybody like, oh, you starting a YouTube channel? Like, your little YouTube channel?
Or a little. It'd be the word little for me. Like, sue me. Yes and no. I feel like yes, but I don't know who they are, which is scary. But in the same token, because like you said, I do have a lot of support. I forget who it was, but it clicked in my head. I said, wow, I can never say, you know, people don't support me. I'm like, I feel like I can never say that. Like, yeah. I feel like I have supporters. I'm very grateful for all of them. The scary thing is just like, you don't know who really is and who really isn't, but I'm in such a positive mindset. I'm just like, if I feel like you're supporting me. I mean, hopefully you don't have ill intentions, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, thank you. Like, I have supporters. So I feel like I probably do have some haters. I feel like we all do, but yeah. I don't. Or girl, they probably gonna watch this podcast.
So hi to the haters if you're watching.
Yeah.
But honestly, I think that's the best attitude to have, to just not even pay them any mind. And I definitely have been insecure sometimes and like fed into the haters, like, oh, is what they're saying about me true? Like, I need to put all that out of my mind, because my own mother reminded me this week, like, I am who God says I am, and that's it. Not anything else. Like, not even what I believe about myself. Like, no, I am who God says I am. God believes in me more than I believe in myself. Yeah, I know that there probably are people out there who are, you just congratulated me on almost 5 years of the podcast, but I'm sure there's some people like, oh, I can't believe she's still doing the podcast. Like, I don't care. Listen, this is my platform and I can continue to do what I want to do with this. So I'm grateful.
But it's because they can't do it, or they'll try to put their insecurities on you. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I want to do this, this, and this. And people be like, they'll be like, and I'm like, don't say, because you can't do it. Don't try to put your insecurities on me, because some people will do that too. Yeah. But that's why, like you said, you gotta be careful who you tell stuff to and all that. It's too much.
Yeah, that's so true. And, you know, I just wanted to ask if you have any advice for people who are looking into getting into this. Because like you said, it is work. Like, when people say they want to start a podcast, I'm like, okay, like, I want to keep it real with them. Like, you don't have to do a weekly podcast. Like, I hit the ground running. I gave it like 100 episodes and I was like, all right, I can't do this no more. Then the podcast turned into bi-weekly. And like, some people, like I said, some people start a podcast, never finish it. And that's okay. Like, I'm also coming to realize we can have different passions and different seasons of our lives. And it, just because I have a podcast now doesn't mean the podcast is going to go on forever. Like, I could pick up something else. I could lean into YouTube more one day. I don't know. Cause the podcast started out as a blog, a written blog, and then it turned into an audio podcast. So I don't know what the next iteration is. So all that to say, what advice do you have for content creators, no matter if it's a podcast, a YouTube channel?
You know what? It's so funny when I like hear questions like this, because I do not like being cliche, because I feel like I'm not a cliche person. But two things, definitely consistency. And I feel like it goes into my other one, which is like just to keep going, regardless if it's every week, every 2 weeks, once a month, like just keep going. Don't stop unless you really don't like it. Like you tried it and you're like, you know what? I actually hate this. Yeah. Okay. Like there are times where like I haven't posted on YouTube for 2 months, but like I knew I wasn't done, you know, like. Yeah. Going, you can always bounce back. And another thing too, like the internet for the most part, like I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. I feel like it's on the rise. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, if you don't want to do it now and you want to give yourself another week or two, that's fine. Like just keep going, be consistent. Because I will say the most like subscribers I've gained from YouTube was me being consistent. Like yeah. I was getting a week and I'm like, oh wow, like that's a lot for me. Because usually I used to do like 20 a month, so I'm like 20 a week is crazy. Yeah. Definitely staying consistent. And that's just with anything in life, you know, like staying consistent with a diet, staying consistent, just with anything. It's just, you're always going to get a better end goal.
Yeah.
So it sounds cliche, but just keep going. Don't stop, because you start somewhere. You're going to look back on this podcast. Another 5 years will be 10 years. And you're going to be like, dang, I done reached this goal, that goal, this, this, and this. And I think about that all the time too. Like even on my YouTube, I'm like, yo, I started with, you know, this phone, or like, you know, now I have a camera. Or yeah. I start like, I don't look at the small steps. We always look at the bigger, like, what about all the baby steps you took to get there? So just keep going and being consistent.
You're right. Like the fact that I have this podcast set up right now in my house, like I started out with one little microphone that I bought at Best Buy. So we really do have to just look at all the little things that we're doing. And I think I've said this on the podcast before, like when people reach out to me, I don't feel like an expert. Like I don't even know what advice to give you. I can tell you what I know, but what I know is enough, you know, like what I know is valid. And this person might not know as much as I do. And they're coming to me like, that's pretty dope. So I should pat myself on the back for that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like a few things, like just to piggyback off, one, you're like very professional. Like even
you, thank you.
It's legit. Like I'm a little scared. Like I'm like, hey, yo, like, I feel like, you know, like, so you're doing really good. That's number one. Number two, even if you don't seem like you're an expert, like you were saying, like people might think you are, like I think you're an expert. I'm like, you're doing. And then to piggyback off of that, like you said, you started with like a little mic, like you came on here with the headphones and stuff. I'm like, can you hear me?
I so appreciate that, because I'm like my toughest critic. I'm so hard on myself. Like, oh, what do people think about the podcast? Like, oh, nobody's listening. But like all of this, I'm just learning as I go. And I'm trying to bring people along with me. Like I want to support other content creators. And that's why I reach out to you, because I definitely love what you're doing. But most importantly, I think that we're on the same wavelength as far as authenticity. Like, I don't want to be talking to, because one time this lady reached out to me to be on my podcast about her book. And I was like, that's not really my thing. Like some people might, my listeners, I'm not about to do something just because it looks cool. Like I want to do stuff that I care about.
I get that a lot too. I'll get emails like sponsorships and collabs and stuff. You're like, oh, can you first of all, I did this one like glasses collab because you know I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. They want to work with me again. I'm like, all right, that's it, and that's all because I'm not turning to glasses. But now all hit me up and I'm like, no, like that's not what I want to do. Or other people hit me up around random stuff and I'm like, at the end of the day too, you gotta stick to your brand and stick to you. Don't go off on this because they're gonna give you money, because not all money is good money. Or, you know, because like now you're messing up your brand, you're messing up your niche just because you're trying to collab with somebody so she can shout you out when the podcast drop, you know?
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and just spreading your positivity. And yes, I definitely want you to shout out all your social media channels so that my followers can be your followers and we can definitely collab again.
Yes. So my YouTube is at Destiny Regine. So that's Destiny. And then Regine is R-E-G-E-N-E. My Instagram is Destiny Regine. My TikTok is Destiny Regine. Everything is Destiny Regine. I did that to make it easy. I used to have like all different.
Me too.
I've learned to just keep it all the same. So yes, Destiny Regine on everything. And I hope to see you guys as a new subscriber or follower on Instagram. And I hope my followers and subscribers follow you as well.
Yes. And I can't believe that YouTube just got handles. I'm like, y'all didn't have this 10 years ago? Like,
yes, they turned up on us.
I was like, okay then. So follow Destiny Regine. Thank you again for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, boo.
All right, y'all, that's a wrap on episode 168 of the YBO podcast. Hope you enjoyed my conversation with Destiny Regine. Remember, you can follow her on all social media platforms at DestinyReginee. You can follow me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff at Miss Chris D, MissChrisDee. And of course, make sure you follow the podcast at the YBO podcast and subscribe wherever you're listening today. I'll be back with another episode soon. Mm-hmm.